Paul Garth, and here we are in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Appleton, Wisconsin, Fox Cities.
We're at the world-famous Wilmar Chocolate.
Yeah, we like to refer to it as world-famous, at least well-known regionally, but we do ship worldwide. China.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. We've had a few trips to China. Bold Construction in town. We are sister city with I'm not sure what town in Russia when the Soviet Union finally broke apart. But Oscar Bold from Bold Construction would travel over to Russia to give them some guidance, and he'd take 15, 20 boxes of Wilmar chocolates to Russia.
So Wilmar chocolate is a peace emissary to the world.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I'd refer to it, sure.
But outside of your international saving the world, it is a real legendary local chocolate factory.
It is.
Yeah, it has been, for 60 years?
Well, since, I would say, shortly after Bill started it in 56. Yeah. It would probably have that reputation since then. I have cousins in Minneapolis, and one fellow runs a lot of marathons. He was talking to a marathoner during the Minneapolis marathon, and asked where the guy was from. He said, Appleton. And my cousin looked at him and said, you ever heard of Wilmar Chocolates? He said, oh, Wilmar Chocolates. And it's an icon. It's a landmark of Appleton. So, yeah, we get a little bit of that. We don't, hopefully, don't let it go to our heads too much, but it is fun to hear.
That is good. You have a factory right here, and then people coming in your retail front can go to the back and watch the chocolate bars and whatnot being made, right?
Yes, it's something we came up with when we moved to this location. You can watch some of the products being made. You can see the chocolate finished product being made normally. We've got the candy bars that everyone can walk in on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, make up a bar with four different ingredients.
So any customer can come in and choose and create their custom candy bar creation. And you could order more than one, right?
You could order 200, 2,000. Yeah. We'll take any kind of order.
Do you ever do any custom labeling for people that...
Yeah, we do have a label that'll print off custom labels if they have a label of their own.
Like a logo or corporate or whatever.
Yeah, that can go on the bar.
So do people ever do custom orders for weddings and family events and stuff?
That's happened. I had a daughter get married 2 years ago, and she ordered bars for me for some reason. Some random reason. But no, we've had a number of things, business gifts being done that way. It's a fun little thing for people to come into. And
since you've been around for more than a half a century, you really do have that following and reputation. Behind us there are two women. One's taking an order over the phone. You have your computer on the screen with some online orders coming in, and then there's a woman that's stacking boxes to ship out.
Packing boxes. We have people dipping or topping. We'll be topping turtles in a few minutes. We'll be making what we call a fritter patty, which is something similar to a mallow bar. Yeah, the lady on the phone is our customer service waiting at 1-800 blah blah blah. But we do have a following, a number of people that have left town. We used to have, and we find we have little areas, regions that come back to us. For a while it was Raleigh-Durham. A lot of people from Appleton moved down that way. When they came back, they had to come to Wilmar. We shipped out there. So we got these little pockets of Appletonians that have moved elsewhere that
They never forget.
Yeah. And then a few years ago, we remodeled the exterior of the building, and the building was originally a green asphalt shingle. And there was a lot of debate among the three of us whether or not we have to, or we could change from the green. We decided not to because...
You don't want to get in trouble.
Exactly. Our little neighborhood friends would turn into enemies if we change it too much.
That's so funny. You employ quite a few locals.
Going into Christmas, we'll have a little, I want to say 40, 42 people helping us out. During the summer, it reduces quite a bit. Right now, on a given day, we may have 12 to 15, depending on what we need for production, what kind of season it is.
Probably have crazy spikes like Valentine's. You probably go nuts, right?
Our busiest season is Christmas as a season. Second busiest is Easter, single busiest day. Valentine's. And the reason for that, it's either Valentine's Day or the day before. If it's Valentine's Day, you look into the store and you've got about a 50% male, 50% female population. By noon, it's all male.
I was going to say, yeah, that definitely the last guys yeah. in would be, holy cow, I forgot. Yeah.
And they think they're on time.
Yeah. So it's a guy thing.
Yeah. And at that point, they're just desperate. They're looking for whatever's left. They'll take anything. Yeah. So, and it's, you know, it's a time of romance. So chocolate is supposed to be romantic. So off it goes. Biggest day of the year for us.
That's a great little sociological lens mm-hmm. into society and culture here through chocolate.
Yeah. It's fact. Guys are guys. Yeah. Women are women. They're ahead of schedule. They're a little more prepared. Guys, well, off the cuff a little more.
Yeah, I can relate. So a little bit more. What do you enjoy the most about what you do here?
Yeah, everyone says it's the people. For me, it's I came from out of the construction supply business. And there, a fellow would walk in and you're selling him a bag of cement or mortar and he's going to go lay a block with it. Well, there are not very many happy campers doing that way, but the business is great for knowing the people. Here, people walk in the door and they've got a smile on their face. I think it's just the atmosphere more than anything. Chocolates are interesting. Chocolate is confounding at times.
Well, it's a drug too.
It is. Well, we don't tell people that.
That's a good drug.
As long as you let it loose, yeah, it is a good drug. Yeah. And there, I think it does have some physiological effect on people, and that's why.
Definitely medicinal.
Yes, yeah. Definitely medicinal. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Very cool. All right. Well, I should let you go and get back to work.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you stopped in. I hope you get a bar that's favorable in your opinion. I'm sure you'll love it.
Yeah, well, I have put in my custom order, sea salt and everything.
Oh, perfect. Sea salt, the rage.
I know. You know? It's crazy.
It's wonderful, though.
The best combination, dark chocolate and sea salt.
You'll have to grab a sea salt caramel on the way out.
I can do that. You do that. For further information,
call Wilmar Chocolates. Let's hold up on this. Hey, yeah. Lisa, what's our 800 number? 1-800-494-5627.
Bad boy.
Bad boy, exactly. Never use it.
Yeah. You don't call yourself, you know.
But you've got information. If you send questions to info@wilmarchocolates.com, we can answer your information there. We've got a website you can tap into.
Online orders.
Online orders, the chocolate bars, the packed boxes, it's all there. Pictures, love descriptions.
It. So here's a unique one for me. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Appleton, Wisconsin at Wilmar Chocolates. I love it.
It's wonderful. Yeah. It's a good name. Mm-hmm. Almost great.
There you go. Second best.
Second best.
Yeah. Wilmar Chocolates, Appleton, Wisconsin. Thanks again for sharing.
Thank you for coming. My name is Paul Garvey at Wilmar Chocolates.
Love it. Paul, thanks so much.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.